Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your temporary host of Faith Comes From Hearing the Word of God. And tonight we have a guest, and bear with me 1 minute. Oh, there's our guest. Our guest is on now. Last Thank name God. Is Strong. Good evening, so Strong, Evangelist Strong. How are you?
I am just blessed. And you?
Well, I am fantastic. We have not received any bad weather. It was supposed to get here between 6 and 7, and it's not here yet. And I know I prayed, and I asked for it not to come. So I'm believing that we're not going to have that bad weather.
There
and
you go. By
the
faith.
Program,
by faith.
Yeah, the program that you called in on was one that that young lady that's on that program, that's host of that program, was my wife's roommate, and she's a poet.
Oh.
She writes poetry, and her and those ladies, they normally nobody's behind them, so it's all right if they go over. And I forgot to tell her today, let her know that there would be a program coming on behind her, and she was going to have to exit. Well, that might have been Sister Bell who might have been on. She called in, and because it hadn't started, it dropped. It was a 910 number. But we are talking about faith come from hearing the word of God. And this is our guest today is hopefully will be our new host for this program starting August the 1st. And Sister Slocum, that's usually here, she's been sort of under the weather for the last several months, and that's why you haven't heard her voice. But we are moving along. I spoke with her a couple of weeks ago. She appears to be doing much better. And this will be, in this time slot, hopefully, we will have a new program, a new host, come August 1st. The background, why August 1st, you may ask, why not down? August 1st is the indication, beginning of our new year. Okay, I'm saying new year. We've been at this for 7 years, and we can look at the scripture where in John 21, where Jesus told Peter to feed his lambs, and then he remind him again. Then he changed lamb to sheep. Well, for 7 years we've been feeding the lambs. Now it's time to feed the sheep. And if you look at it from that standpoint, the lambs are the youngest and newborn and all of that. So now the lambs are able to fend for themselves, and they are now called sheep. And you have the shepherd. The shepherd is there to care for them, make sure that they have everything that they need, and make sure that they are protected. So that is the format that we will be dealing with come August the 1st. All over all the programs that are presently on Crown Talk and Drum Internet radio station. And as the shepherd, we will be providing support, spiritual support, for each and every person, blogger that stays on. And we realize now also that, as I used to tell people when I was pastoring, I'm a retired United Methodist pastor. When I was pastoring, my whole thing was that at some point you're going to grow past this church and this ministry. And when you do, don't feel guilty if you just go down the street to where you're able to continue your growth. And that's the whole attitude that, and it's not a negative attitude, it's very positive, that there are have been bloggers that come on that started out with us who are now, they have gone on. And one I know that was working with some Baptist pastors, and that was real refreshing for me to realize. And then there was another one, he and his wife, they started their own church, their own assembly. That was, I classify when people on his ministry beyond the walls, and they have a brick and mortar building now, which I call assembly, the assembly, as opposed to a church. When you go back and look at things historically, it wasn't called a church in the beginning. There was a place where they assembled. Now, Sister Strong, Evangelist Strong, if you have something you want to say at this point, just sort of let people, give people a little idea of who you are, and we will get into talk a little bit later about faith and what they can expect from you come August the 1st.
Oh, praise God. I want to give honor to the God who's the head of my life and to you, Apostle. I honor you. I thank you for allowing me this opportunity to come on and give the people a little bit about my background, about what I've been through and what I have endured and what has matured my faith in God. I have gone through a number of surgeries. I'm a triple amputee, I have gone through, as you can imagine, a number of surgeries. And my consolation as I've come out of them is I'm amazed at the work that God has done in my life and how he has enabled me to endure through it all. And I have, as you said, you know, we first start off like lambs in the fold, and we at some point in our lives we have to mature into the sheep. And since God has brought me through all of this, I have begun, my faith is anchored more in God now, in God more through hearing the word. As the scripture says, faith comes by hearing, and faith comes by hearing. And the more I experience God's work in my life, the more faith I have. I can see it through what he has done in my life, how he has brought me through each surgery, and miraculously how he has, my heart stopped in the middle of surgery. And the doctor woke me up and said, I brought you back. You died, honey, but I brought you back. I said, no, God, you didn't bring me back. God brought me back. And see, when you have the word of God rooted and grounded in your heart, See, it's one thing for someone to tell me that God can deliver me and God can bring me out of anything. But when I have experienced it, I then am commissioned to tell other people about the wonders of God and what he can do in your life. Amen? Apostle? Hello?
I'm here. I had just put it on mute. But I'm here.
I can actually tell people that when it says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, I have that belief. I have belief in God, that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all things that we could ever ask or imagine. I know. And when you know, and it's not just hearing what God can do, but believing and seeing it play out in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel I can, if someone came to me, or if I went out, actually, I feel like it's every Christian's duty to tell of the of the miraculous divine works that God does in our life. It's our duty to tell others out there because there are others who are lost in the fold, who need to be fed. Maybe they start off with the milk, but they need to grow in the word. Even Christians who have been in been Christians for many years, been in the church for many years, they need to step out of faith. Amen.
Yeah. Now, how do you, let's see, how can I word this? One thing I had to learn is that Christians can't be selfish and Christians can't walk around with their little head up in the air and expect people to listen to them when they start talking. We walk around and say Muslims are bad. One thing I never could understand is how Christian could say that all Jewish people are going to hell whenever, if it had not been for the Jewish religion, that's where we came out of. And it's very interesting. And then we're supposed to be able to witness to people. And if we come out there talking down to them and looking down on them, they're not going to be wanting to hear anything we have to say. And the people used to be coming I see them coming. I know what they're going to be talking about across the street. I'm not talking about Jehovah's Witnesses either. Because Jehovah's Witnesses, if we want to be truthful about it, they have more faith. They put their faith into action. Whereas we are too scared to go out and witness to people. When they would go out two by two, because when I worked there in Baltimore, my church, one in the best community, and they would be out there two by two sharing their message with the people. And my whole thing is that we have to have that type of faith, similar type of faith, and be able to go and witness to people. So now, how will your story will be able to reach people who are non-Christian and who are members of other faiths?
Well, Apostle, I feel like I can't place my hand on that scripture, but it goes like this. Paul says that when he spoke amongst people, he spoke, if he had to speak to a crowd who was Jewish, he spoke as a Jew. If he had to speak to a crowd who was poor, he came down. In other words, we may be different in ethnicity, but we all bleed the same blood. We hurt. Mm-hmm. We all have feelings. For me to go amongst the crowd and to put my head up in the air and ignore them, that's not what Jesus would have me to do as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what Jesus tells us to do. He tells us to be meek and humble. If we want to get the gospel out, God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's not made us timid. We are supposed to be ambassadors for Christ. We are supposed to tell his story, because that's what it's all about. Every one of us, you can find every one of us, regardless to race or social background, every one of us are in that story, in his story, in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us. Every one of us will, if we haven't, keep on living, because you are going to experience troubles. You are going to experience all types of issues in life. Some are more severe, But for me, my joy is to tell others, even such as myself, if I can tell other disabled people what God has done in my life, and not me convincing them, but the Word of God convincing
mm-hmm.
them through me.
Yes.
If they can see me, the joy that God brings to me, the joy that Jesus Christ brought, has given to me, and I'm not grieving. I'm happy. You know, there are times that I miss my limbs. Who wouldn't?
Uh-huh.
But I can tell them that I can still go on, because why? Jesus is my strength, and in my weakness, Jesus is my strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, regardless of the disabilities, regardless of the pain. I push toward the mark of the high calling. I push because if Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died and went to the cross for me to save me from my sin, who am I not to tell others about the works that God has done in my life? And if I can just pull one, just one, the heavens will rejoice.
That is true. And most of us who profess to be Christian, we don't understand that. We get so fired up with our own don't take time to see where people are and meet people where they are. We expect them to be at the level we are at, and we expect them to understand where we are, as opposed to Jesus walked with everybody. Jesus did not have right. He was with the Samaritan. He was with everybody, and even the demons knew who he was. And they called him by name. So and yet we say that we can't do this and we can't do that. Well, I say that we can. I used to work with young boys out there on the street corner. And back then, whenever they were wearing them long T-shirts, and you know what they were doing. And I used to call them pharmaceutical specialists. And, you know, that caused them to be able to relate to me. And they said, he's not out here condemning us. And we could have a conversation. And I look at it as a result of my meeting them, they were open. And some of them were motivated to go on and do something with their lives other than stand on the street corner selling drugs. And you know, I didn't say anything about Jesus. I didn't say they saw how I interacted with them. They saw that I was honest and truthful with them. And they began to see, I'm assuming now, they begin to ask themselves questions. Is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? Is there got to be something else? Look at him. Look what he's doing. And I know one he graduated from Morgan State right there in Baltimore. And I know one became an electrician. And when I left Baltimore, in 2014, I hadn't heard anybody being killed and being still out there in the street. And so there's a way that we can touch people's lives and sharing the gospel message and sharing the faith without being overbearing with the message. And that's what it sounds like. Whenever we were talking on the phone the other day, that's the one thing that I heard from you. You were comfortable enough in who you are to be able to have a conversation with other people without being judgmental. And that's the key, and that's what it's all about.
Thank God. And I think, Apostle, that is because I mean, let's face it, we all always want Christians. You know, we all have come from different backgrounds. I wasn't always a Christian. It was someone who actually convinced me that there is a better way of life than just accepting what the world has to offer. We live in the world. We as Christians, we cannot act higher than anybody else or put ourselves above anybody else on a plateau, because when we speak of the church, Ecclesiastes, when we speak of the church, the called out ones, well, what are you called out of? You called out of some of everything in the world. We have some people in the church right now who have gone through everything in the world, alcohol abuse, substance abuse, and on the list goes on and on and on. But we can't shun. We can't go out amongst the people like Jesus did. Jesus went amongst the thieves and all of the evildoers, all of them, and yet he was able. He pulled the multitude in.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled the multitude.
And we're still
like
talking about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just saying, and we're still talking about him and what he did almost 2,000 years later.
Over 2,000, yes. And he's still doing it. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
He's still doing it. After we're gone, he's still going to do it until he returns. And it's
that's
like
right.
We, it's like we, as his ambassadors, his children, we all have gone. See, that's another thing. I think a lot of people, when they hear you mention, when we mention as Christians, we mention we are children of God. It's like, well, aren't they children of God also? If, you know, all are God's children.
Children.
All are God's children. God loves us all. That's why Jesus died for us all. He paid the penalty of sin for us all. Now, it's up to us who know the word of God, who experience the blessings and the miracles and the divine healing, to go out in the fold, in the world. Don't be hidden. The Bible speaks of a light. When your light is hidden on top of a hill, no one can see, in other words. Well, it's not until we know that Jesus is the light. So if we want people to see Jesus, we have to come out amongst ourselves and go out into the world and proclaim the word of God. We don't have to overbear people with the word of God. You know, I mean, everything. You have to be able to relate to people to a certain degree without changing the word of God, but be able to come down to people in order for them to feel comfortable enough to accept what you're saying.
Right.
Because everybody is not going to just take the scripture and take it from your word and just accept it. That's something that they need to accept Christ. We have to get them to believe in Christ first. That's the foundation, I believe, because it wasn't until I came to the acceptance of knowing Christ and believing Christ that I was able to believe in faith in what he can do for me.
And not only what he can do for you, it's what you are doing for him and the Father. And see, a lot of people, they get to be a Christian, they think that they can sit on that front porch in that rocking chair. I did a sermon once, and I bought a rocking chair in, and I sat there in my rocking chair in the pulpit, and I rocked.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting on the Lord, waiting on the Lord. Well, while you waiting, you have to be out doing something.
That's right. Doers. Don't be just hearers of the word, but be doers of the word.
Be doers of the word.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It's a big world with a lot of people who are lost, Apostle. A lot of people who are lost, a lot of people who are seeking hope. Seeking hope. I believe it's either in 2 Timothy or 1st, not 2 Timothy, but 2 Peter 3:15, I believe. I'll have to get that scripture. It tells you, in other words, if someone sees you, sees the joy in you, tell them, give them the reason for your joy. The reason for my joy is Jesus Christ. So that is what I would love to do, tell people about Jesus Christ and what he can do in our lives.
Yeah, it's not just what you want to do, it's what you are doing, even in spite of your situation. See, your faith came through the telephone. Your faith came through the prayer line. And that's what led me to give you a call. And as a result of giving you a call, we are having this conversation, and you are here because you have put your faith in action. And I was able to see the Christ in you through your just being on the prayer line. And then when I call you, then that was a confirmation. And somebody that you know did say, they could take the 8 o'clock slot. Well, I hadn't thought about that, but after we had a conversation, that's what led us to where we are now. And like I said, come August 1, everybody's going to have to up their game, because we're no longer dealing with the lambs. We're dealing with sheep now. And we can't give the sheep milk anymore. We can't tell the sheep what we did in the past. We have to now have something to tell them to build on what we did for 7 years. And whenever I look at who our audience is now, I see us, the congregation now is worldwide. We have a worldwide congregation. We're not just dealing with local people anymore. And people who are in Russia, people need something to hold on to. People who are in Ukraine, they need something to hold on to. And people who are listening in other areas where there's conflict that's going on, they don't need milk. They need some meat now.
Yeah, they need some meat.
Because that is not going to comfort them when them bums start rolling down on them. And it's not that we are just appealing to that group. What we are doing is appealing to them, and by giving what we give them, other people can use as well. And
that's right.
It's not that we don't want to reach the lambs anymore. It is where we are now. We saw the past where the lambs are, and it's left up to people who who have been listening in the past to bring the lambs up to where they are no longer a lamb, they're sheep. And
yeah,
we will be able to reach them and take them up to the next level. It's like a ladder. You know,
okay,
you start out on the lower ring, and you gradually step up and up and up. And that's one of the biggest problems that I see that's in the churches today. It's
mm-hmm.
still where it was whenever my grandmama was alive, my granddad was alive.
Mm-hmm.
The same message, I guarantee you, you can go in some of these churches today and you hear the same thing, the same way that it was given whenever our grandparents and great-grandparents was there.
Well,
now, the congregation now are educated congregation. We're not changing
mm-hmm.
the word. We're not
mm-hmm.
changing it. We are just
mm-hmm.
speaking it in a way that those who are listening can hear, will hear it, and will
yeah.
stand there long enough to get a foundation before they move
mm-hmm.
on. And that's where we're looking to go come August 1. I'm excited about it, and that's what came to me, the whole thing. I was listening to a service, and the evangelist was saying, John 21, feed my sheep, and her whole thing was that even Peter,
mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't call him Peter. Jesus
That's
called
right.
him by the name that he was before he was Peter. And that
mm-hmm.
in itself showed growth, that he was not
yeah.
the same whenever Jesus called him out as it was when he started out. So something took place in him that caused him to change. So now here's the sheep. He's the shepherd of this flock. He has lambs that are no longer lambs. They are now sheep. So
okay.
he can't keep doing the same thing that he was doing before.
Yeah.
He has to now find a greener pasture. And he has to, because a lamb needs more attention and need
That's
more
right.
nurturing than the sheep.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit led me to see as I was listening to that message that was being given that day.
And
so,
go
ahead.
No, the scripture came to mind where Isaiah says, we are all like sheep gone astray. Sheep just
mm-hmm.
going astray on their own,
mm-hmm.
And that's how many of us are.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be up under the shepherd, but as little lambs, and the shepherd will pull us in and feed us with the baby milk. And groom us as much to maturity, but then we choose to go out on our own. And so that's why Isaiah says we all like sheep going astray. We need
uh-huh.
the shepherd. We are commanded to pull them back into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that they're babes, but they need to be led in the path toward the will of God.
Yeah, those are the people that have been sitting in them pews all their lives.
Oh, yeah.
And declaring out that they are saved. Sanctified,
I was one of those.
Five baptized.
Yes. Yeah. You know, when I think about it, when I was younger and I had all my limbs and everything was going well in my life, at least I thought everything was going well in my life. In other words, I thought I had it going on. But
we all did
one
time.
I thought I had everything going on in my life. Oh, everything was coming together. Marriage was bad. That's okay. I'm young. I'll find someone else. But it wasn't until sometimes, this is what happens, is sometimes I feel that God has to bring us to a point where we can hear, where we're not dull in the ears with wax, you know, where we can be receptive to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Even, and all hope is not lost, even in those streets. Sometimes I hear mothers constantly telling their children, oh, you're not going to be anything. You will never amount to anything. We have to stop telling our children that. We have to see God has a purpose and a plan and a bright future for all of our children. We just have to make them see that. That's
mm-hmm.
We are the ones that have to be salt, be seasoned to others, and let them see the light of Christ in us.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. All righty. Well, look, this has been great, and we did not rehearse this, and this is who you are, and I hope people will tune in to listen, and in so doing, they will be filled with the word and grace of God, and they will be able. They will have a foundation or something to fall back on whenever times gets tough.
Yes, and I am so grateful that I have you, that I can you can lead me. I am not beyond correction.
None of us are. Not even me.
Okay.
Anybody tell you that they're beyond correction, you run from them.
And fast than it hurts. I thank you, Apostle.
All right, would you like to pray us out?
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We come before you giving you thanksgiving and glory and honor, and we worship and adore you, God, for who you are in our lives and what you are doing in our lives, oh God. Not just our lives, but in the lives of others, God. We want to be holy and acceptable in your sight, oh God. Give us clean hearts and renew in us a right spirit, oh God. Father, Lord, let us be bold soldiers speaking and proclaiming your word, oh God, that you give us the victory. You give us the hope, oh God. Hope that some of us have lost, oh God. Some of us have not. Some people out there have not even experienced the joy, the we are fortunate to, some of us are fortunate to experience through you and through what you have done in our lives, oh God. Father, make me a willing vessel, always humble, always ready, God, please. Take me or out of self, oh God, when I speak to your people, oh God. Let them not see me, but let them see you, Lord Jesus. Let them see you and the works that you have done, Lord. And not just work for me, but works for that you can do for others, Lord. We ask that you have, we thank you for blessing this broadcast, oh God. I thank you for Apostle Armstrong, oh God. I thank you for putting it in his heart, in his spirit, oh God, to reach out to me and to extend this invitation for me to glorify you, oh God, and lift your name up on high, oh Jesus. I ask, Lord, that while we go to our prospective places, if we are traveling, oh God, give us traveling mercies, oh God. See us safely through. Encamp your angels around about us tonight, oh God. We ask these things, and we believe in and declaring your word. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Well, you will be back. At least we know you'll be here August the 1st. And so we will have a conversation. And Sister Bell, it's beginning to rain and stuff here. So we're going to click off before it clicks us off. They told us that between 6 and 7, it was going to be tornado watch. So it's just late getting here. All right.
I thank you. God bless you. And God bless everyone on this phone line.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Shalom.
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 Mm-hmm. A little late, Shalom.
Be with you.
Yes.